Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 70. We've had a tough time figuring out what to talk about because so much good stuff came out today, but we can't talk about it, like the Uncanny Avengers and Batman and all this fun stuff. So we're going to put that off till next week, and we figured we'd just talk about whatever, but we decided we're going to finish up the previews. We stopped at Image Comics, so we're going to jump in there. So I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining me tonight are...
Chuck.
Donnie.
Brandon.
Joe F.
Matt.
Adam.
And that's it.
You have to be different.
Joe's different. So we're starting on Image on page 182. And Matt, who's all Mr. Critical, that's one you're going to be interested in.
Hell yeah.
See? So it's Mara by Brian Wood, Ming Doyle, Jordy Belair.
I don't know who anybody else is, but
Brian Wood could
scribble notes on toilet paper and I'd buy it.
Ming Doyle's famous.
You know what? I'll let him know. I'll email him.
Fantastic Four Girl Comics.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you can read the solicitor.
So it's
The only thing it's sad about it's only 6 issues.
It's okay, like, but at least it's a story. You know, you're getting a full story. That's what I kind of like. Like,
Donnie, do you like Massive?
Oh yeah.
Did you read DMZ?
No.
Oh, Donnie.
But
you
some like
buy that on the way out.
Like Punk Rock Jesus. I'm happy it's 6 issues only because it's so good, but you know it's building towards an end instead of building towards continuing.
Towards the next.
Yeah, the next arc.
Well, that's Vertigo, right?
Yes.
Because Image has done a couple times, like Green Wave, yeah. They had a 6 issue, and they went, let's make it an ongoing, and then they realized he had no story for the next arc,
yep.
And he canceled it at 10.
Yeah. Isn't that how The Boys started out?
No, it was an ongoing. I don't think that was the mini.
It started out as DC, though.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And then
they just got a little.
They got a little perturbed at Ennis's over the topness.
Oh, okay.
Paul Levitz did.
Yeah, Paul Levitz.
And I think that's what led to him being ushered out the door.
They got a letter from one of Colin's customers, who remain nameless, talking about the profanity of The Boys.
Just because there was a gerbil in the one issue.
it was in more than one.
Well, true. But that was the last DC issue.
He was a recurring.
Well, that's funny. Sorry. On Blackacre number one, I just noticed in the little image, they blurred out somebody's couple naked bums, which is kind of funny.
I'm going to read this just because look at the people who are commenting on it. Hickman, Fraction, Brubaker.
So that means Duffy Boudreau will soon be an architect, or at least a draftsman over at Marvel.
Is that what the runners up are? They're draftsmen.
Just going with our previous conversation.
Yeah, it looks an interesting story, and it's, you know, good people nicknaming it.
Yeah, now here's where I get a little frustrated with Image. Not frustrated, but here's Change number one by Alice, I guess, Coate, Morgan Jeske, people I don't really, never heard of. And it's one of those, this has the potential to be that super hot book that I sell out of right away. We're not doing well, and it's just one of those, wow, I have one whole page to try to judge this.
Well, and I'm wondering, when I see the offered again, is that...
That's how, just...
But how is Wild Child related?
It might be by one of the same people. You don't generally don't
just,
know. I'd have to look it up.
Just slap it in there. And...
Well, normally, or it might be a similar subject. They do that.
Because I liked Wild Child. Wild Children, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Same, like, I Love Trouble. I don't know what...
See, these I used to buy monthly, like Change and this Trouble. But now I think these are things I'm going to start buying in trade. Because half the time you get issues 1, 2, and then 6 months later you get 3.
Yeah, like my personal whipping boy, Infinite Vacation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I ever finish?
Nope.
Spencer, man. He's busy with Marvel now.
Yeah. What's he doing? I don't remember. What is he writing?
Young Avengers?
Nick Spencer? He's got a new horror comic coming out.
But not from Marvel.
No, but he's doing something from
I don't know.
Marvel.
I don't remember hearing his name with anything yet. Yet. I mean, they still have a lot to go, but... He might be doing the new Howard the Duck or Man thing.
Is there really a new Howard the Duck?
Not that I know of. Oh, I'm figuring that's what we're going to get to in month 6. That's what they're going to be down to.
So it was Wild Children was written by Elise Cott. I don't know.
Come on, Joe. You're not helping us with names.
Sorry.
But the reason I bought Wild Children in the first place was Riley Rossimo.
Okay. Okay, here's a good one for you. Turn the page.
Oh, hell yeah. Sorry.
But the next Legend of Luther Strode by Justin Jordan and Trad Moore.
Yeah. If you haven't read, what was the first one?
Strange Town of Luther Strode.
Strange Town of Luther Strode.
Yeah, pretty much the preview tells you everything you need to know. Lots of blood.
Guy's getting his head punched off.
Yeah, that happens.
So he was a kid reading comics, and he sends away for the Atlas super strength formula. And he gets it, and it actually works. Hmm. And then the story goes from there.
Who would offer that to order?
And then, somebody did.
Colin should be having him here as a signed book.
Yeah,
sometime.
Okay, I'll get on it.
Is he from the area?
He's from Central Bedford. PA. Yeah, oh, Bedford,
about
3 hours
away. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Artifacts, I'm going to say they're using that cover to sell the book.
Probably bad if that's what they have to result to.
Well, I mean, it's not a bad cover, but... Happy number 4.
There was something I saw yesterday. It was a Sylvester cover, and I thought it was Blackfield.
Oh, ooh, that's not
really
good.
Bad. I was like...
I mean, that's a really good cover.
I guess.
He is the creator of Witchblade, so it's like the character is just perfectly suited for that style.
It's a very Turner-esque, too.
Mm-hmm. First, I thought it was Happy 4.
Yeah, Happy 4. That's a fun cover. That was a really fun book. If you haven't had a chance to read Happy Number 1, I recommend it.
But it's Derek Robertson, so...
They're already making it a movie.
Yep. Well, it's been optioned for a movie, but yes.
See, there's Nick Spencer, Morning Glories.
Right, but I'm just saying Marvel. He was the new up and hot guy at Marvel.
Yeah, I was going to Google that.
So, Fatale Volume 2, good, good, good.
Volume 1 was good.
Yeah. Krishna, A Journey Within.
$30.
I might have to pass on this one.
The art looks nice.
It does, but...
It's kind of got a Samurai Jack look to it.
But this might be a little too narrow of a subject field kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of...
Body Bags, Butcher Baker, Righteous Maker. I wouldn't mind reading that all at once. I started it, and I don't think I made it past issue 2. And then it got horribly late as well.
Yeah, issue 8.
Yeah, just came out.
A year late, I want to say. But that book is, if you want over-the-top debauchery and funny...
I just wonder if that is the actual cover.
Because there's a scene in there that I can picture Donnie loving.
Oh, okay.
When he comes back from his first road trip, and there's just like all the whores.
Okay,
all over
okay. Well, we can imagine.
Yeah, see, Donnie would love it.
I love whores.
New chew trade, which is good because those sell like crazy. Gotta love the title of the Hex / trade. Yeah. It's like Eat, Pray, Love, but a little variation.
No, you never played that game?
No.
You name 3 people, and then you make everybody has to go around and say who they'd marry, who they'd bang, and who they'd kill.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Never played that game. Sorry.
All the kids are playing it.
Oh, all the kids are cool.
All the cool kids.
Okay, Revival Trade. I highly recommend this book.
Yes, it's good.
It has been very, very, very good.
Yeah, I'll have to try it. I like Mike Norton art.
Think Tank. I like the first one. I haven't kept up with it.
Hoax Hunters has been fun.
Okay.
Kind of like Mythbusters, but everybody that's on the busting team is some sort of myth themselves. Like
okay.
An alien or something.
Okay. Now we just get into the regular issues. Black Kiss 5. Man, that's been something. You should be reading that one, Donnie.
Colin, is Madman worth reading?
I like Madman, yes. It's all red. I like it. But so we got some number 2s. I don't honestly, now here's the problem. I don't remember the number 1s. Clone 1, Comeback, or Clone 2, Comeback 2.
I think they were in last month.
No,
right, but I just...
3's in here. One hasn't even come.
Yeah, well, I have the Bedlam thing there, but yeah.
Halloween, I think.
But yeah, just not ringing a bell. Cyberforce, free.
Now, jerks. Is Image a Fock book?
Yes.
Final Order cutoff book?
FOC, but yeah. Sure, if you want to call it that. Great Pacific. So, yeah, just their regulars.
MacGyver
number 3, yep. MacGyver number 1 came out today.
Oh, it's
it is hot. I have 2 set aside for me.
2? 2 covers or just 2?
No, just 1 cover, but 2 copies.
But he'll be throwing 4 bags for his brother.
Stop. Oh, nice Spawn cover. Imitating Hulk, what, 340?
Where's this Hulk or Spawn cover?
The bottom of it.
Keep going.
Jesus.
Alphabetical. Walking Dead, still good. Where is Jake Ellis, number 2? Okay. Oh, your lunchbox is in this one.
My lunchbox?
Yeah. Super Dinosaur lunchbox.
Where is Jake Ellis will be great if he doesn't take 6 months to finish the book.
That one ended kind of poorly. That is a great cover of Spider-Man 700.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a great Walking Dead poster.
Okay, now we're into the back stuff. Now, I won't dwell on every single thing here. Just kind of have fun pointing out stuff. I've been meaning to read Rachel Rising. People have really been liking it.
Next week. Marvel Now.
Yes. Oh, I know.
One.
I know.
Look at the writer.
Oh, okay.
Nick Spencer.
But there's seven stories, so he's just one of them.
Yeah, Christmas but. Carol.
Yeah.
Holidays are coming.
So, let's see. If just, like I said, just basically looking for anything that jumps out at us.
Hobo car.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Ha, ha, ha. No. $23 t-shirt.
Biblical comics.
I'm confused. Archaea keeps releasing all these leather-bound editions, and I don't know why they're doing that.
They're probably books that nobody's ever read before.
Well, they're fine books, but it's $10 or more for a leather-bound edition. You know, Conspiracy of Planet of the Apes. Did we need a $50 cover? You know, leather
looking.
Cover?
Oh. There's a punk rock trailer parts book you missed.
No, I remember.
Is that where punk
that
rock,
came out a while ago.
Is that where punk rock Jesus goes?
It is not. It is not. Wait till you read the next issue.
I'm ready.
It's a goodie.
Conspiracy. Well, yeah, why would they do that?
Yeah, I really don't quite understand
that
why they're doing
that.
That's
just a 6-issue miniseries.
Oh. Keep going. Keep what? Turning the pages. You're going to find something you like.
Something I'm going to like. It's going to have a Star Trek thing on the opposite page. Dames in the Atomic Age?
Keep going.
So I might like that.
There you
Oh, sweet. One of my favorite books. Caligria. This is for all the children out there.
What's it called again?
Caligria?
Caligula.
Caligula. Never read
it. Caligula.
We like it so much, you should be pronouncing it.
It's the dude's name. I don't really care. However I say it in my mind, as long as I'm right.
What is the meaning of Caligula?
I don't know.
I mean, looks like something on my
demon.
Like.
It's emperor.
There's
of
a trade to the first one.
Uh-huh. Oh, is there?
Yeah,
he was
a Roman emperor.
A real one, but
yes.
Is he a real Roman emperor? Yes. Yeah, I thought so.
Slaughtered a whole bunch of people for fun. Not a very nice guy.
Wow, this whole crossbow.
The beginning of the book is he's going out and slaughtering people,
that's a lot
and
of
he
blood.
Slaughters his whole family, except for the boy. Like rapes the mom, slaughters the family. The boy comes in and becomes a guard and becomes his most trusted.
Wow.
Second in command.
But is he plotting to take revenge?
We'll let you read the book to find that out, Jeff. But it is, it was very good, but it is, there's some very over-the-top scenes in the book. There are some scenes in there that make Crossed look mild.
No, really? You might like that, then.
Holy Crossed covers.
Yeah, that's what Adam was just saying. That's a lot of blood.
I love the torture variants. Did you see the torture
variant? Says so much about you, Matt.
Did you see the torture variant on 20 with the little girl with pigtails and the knives?
What channel are we on?
248 is where I was at. I wish this would end. Oh, wait, it's changing writers. I can stop reading it. Or stop buying it.
What, Stitch? I thought Wolford had been on it since the beginning.
Yeah, it was,
It was Ennis, but... I thought it was both of them.
Oh,
okay, boom. Not too much exciting.
When's Bleeding Cool magazine going to come out?
Yeah, it seems like we've been waiting for that a long time.
I just saw the ad for the next one.
Nice Lady Death wraparound cover, yeah.
Did, Superbia will be good. That was a fun book. It's about the wives of superheroes in kind of a... I don't know how to describe it, but Grace Randolph used to be the watcher for Marvel.
Right.
And she got fired, and now she's publishing this. There's a volume out in trade, actually. How was the Boom book with Abnett and Lanning selling?
Eh, okay.
Hypernaturals.
Yeah, 5 to 7, somewhere around there. Nothing.
I thought it would do well, because it's Abnett and Lanning in space.
And I think it was like a dollar number one, but yeah, it just didn't... Like,
it's a cosmic story where they have no... They build the entire world. Just thought it would sell well.
I know. Nothing's jumping out at me here. I haven't flipped through the back part yet.
Walking Dead something. What is that? Zombie silicone
gelatinoid. Isn't that fun? Oh, look, a new Sherlock Holmes by Leah Moore. I'm glad she's branching out.
Shouldn't she be working on her own stuff?
Oh, and I had it was funny. I tweeted about this one. I did flip through this. Masks, I didn't realize was being written by Chris Roberson. And I found it very funny that he quit DC very publicly over their treatment of the Schusters, because he didn't feel that they, you know, he felt that they should pay them more. And I just find it funny that he's writing Masks, which is Green Hornet, Zorro, the Spider, looks like the Green Llama, the Shadow, who are all public domain, so the creators' families aren't being paid anything for these. I just find it...
They were. At some point, the law says after so many years you can't hold a copyright and character becomes...
Right, but Dynamite isn't paying them anything to use these characters.
I thought he really quit over the... Before Watchmen. Like, he wasn't happy about the shoes, yeah. But I thought before Watchmen is when he said, I'm out.
That might have been... But it was more of like creator rights saying Alan Moore should have had the
say. Yeah, and they kind of screwed him on Superman run.
Well, yeah, but that was... What's his name?
Do you think it was something like they canceled iZombie?
They didn't cancel it just ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it was building to an end, naturally.
Uh-huh.
And I actually haven't read the last issue, but, like, you could tell it was coming to an end without being forced.
Yeah. I know. Don't even say no. The Last Boys trade. That last issue. Oh.
I didn't read it yet.
Oh.
Battlefield.
I am excited about that. The Battlefields. Evil Ernie did pretty good today.
I'm a big fan. The only problem I have with Battlefields is when he tries to write the Scottish tanker, the tank driver. You get about two-thirds of the issue before you know what the guy's saying. And then it's over.
Okay, wow. Dynamite just kind of flipped through. Yeah.
Really have anything new this month.
No.
And I'm still liking Jennifer Blood and Spider.
I know Devil's Due is back, but this plume isn't really exciting me too much there.
But we talk about a fall from grace.
Yeah.
Weren't they in the front?
Oh, Devil's Panties. Oh, sorry.
Weren't they in the front of the book, and now they're like...
Devil's Due? No, they were never in the front of the book.
I thought they were up where Dark Horse was.
No. Mm-mm.
They were part of Image, and then they seceded from Image to their own publishing house.
Then they ran out of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had withdrawn from previews.
Right.
To see them in here. They've withdrawn from Diamond to go to a competitor.
Right. That doesn't work, only because for me as a store ordering, it's very easy for me to do once a month through this. Mm-hmm. Trying to go out and find other places, like Blue Water just withdrew from Diamond as well. And they're like, we'll print on demand. You just tell us what you need and we'll print it. It's like, well, I need one copy of one book every month. And it's going to cost me more to ship that book than the book itself costs. So, no, pass. And, you know, they'll just not get it anymore.
So does Diamond have any legitimate competitors?
No. Mm-mm. There was one for a little bit, but even they went under. But the problem is with DC and Marvel, everybody's exclusive to Diamond. So when you can't carry them, you're carrying just the little, you know, the guys working out of their basement and stuff, and just...
So isn't that kind of the definition of monopoly?
No, it's not, actually.
What is?
Give me some legal knowledge here.
Sure.
That's not a monopoly.
You can buy a comic book anywhere you want.
Okay. You can't.
Right, but I'm not the end consumer. Monopolies are designed to protect you. When AT&T was the only place you could get phone service from, that was a monopoly.
But indirectly, the only place I can get a pump from is Diamond.
Right, but the only place you can get Coke is from a Coke distributor. Kind of the same thing.
But there are competitors. There's Pepsi.
I think they're called Coke dealers.
But Coke dealers. Right. Thanks, Tom.
I see the difference.
It's just the end person.
But it kind of screws small business.
Not really.
In a way,
because if I had to go through multiple distributors to get different books, it would be much more.
But say Marvel wasn't exclusive, and some other distributor said, "All right, you can return 10% of your Marvel books every month."
But they would never do that.
Why? They can sell them.
No, but that's how it used to be back, and then in the 70s. They made everything non-returnable so that we could compete with the drugstores and the newsstands and stuff like that. Gave us a better discount.
So you absorb the risk in the discount.
Right.
Or at least the theory.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. There's no risk for them to have any returns.
So does a bookstore pay a little bit more for a card cover than you would?
And not just that. It used to be the bookstore... Marvel passed that along, and the Marvel books there, when they were $2.99 for us, they were, like, if you went over to Giant Eagle, they were all $3.99. Same books.
So they had a different cover, that's why some of them...
Same cover, just a different price.
On the cover.
Yep.
So that's where the direct market edition stuff came from.
Yeah. Well, that's been around for a long time, but yeah.
Okay. interesting.
Colin, do you ever feel like the bar on, like, the quality of the books that you buy from previews is higher because they make it harder for companies to get into previews?
Well, I mean, yes, because I know when I first opened, it wasn't as high, and then I know they raised the bar, and there was some stuff I got in that was not good. Mm-hmm. It was not, I guess, professional would be the best way to describe it. It was, you know, a guy, you know, if he had some more time, but it was something he should be selling direct on his website for, you know, his friends and fans and things like that. Whereas for me, it came in and I just looked at it. I'm just like, no, you know, it looked like somebody in high school had done without any real training for, you know, how to design a page and shading and all that fun stuff. So I do appreciate that Diamond is there where they take the submissions, you know, here's, we want to sell this book, and they'll look at it and go, you know, either yes or no, but just basically Diamond set a minimum order quantity. Just they realized that there was a point where it cost them more to take orders and order in and ship the stuff than it was worth. Mm-hmm. So they set whatever that amount was so that if a book, even if it was in previews, didn't hit that amount, they'd cancel the book. Mm-hmm. So, but they do take, you know, they look at it and just have to determine the saleability of it. I don't think they're looking at it for, you know, we like the story or not. They're just looking, you know, is this
They're not censoring. They're just looking at profitability.
Right. Is this something that they think will actually be able to sell? Right. So, and there's a lot of stuff like...
You
can go. Don't worry, Brandon.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Come back anytime. We'll try to be a little more organized and start a little earlier.
I don't worry about it. I just have stuff I have to get done.
Okay.
Later.
Have a good night.
See you.
Yeah.
So that's it. It is good having that bar there so that you know that anything in here has passed some test. Otherwise, you know, it's just a total crapshoot. Because I did, what was it? They bought Last Gasp. I forget their name. They just recently closed up. But I remember getting a catalog from them and just kind of looking at it. And even just the covers looked amateur, I guess would be the best thing. And you're just looking at it going, yeah, $4? I don't think so. Mm.
So on page 302, Colin, I would like all three covers of the Honey West one-shot.
Okay.
Just note that.
Noted.
I don't know who Kolchak
is. You might want to send
is.
That to me. Kolchak is a monster hunter.
I want
hunter.
All three covers of that.
Okay.
I will put that in my order.
Well, it's the Honey West, so I'd know to get you that. But yeah, let me know. You know, send me an email. You're expecting me to remember from here.
No, I will send you mail. I was just letting you know.
Mark Twain was right, the Cincinnati riots. Now, that's something, just to give you, you know, like, I know I've said it before, but, like, 69 pages, $8.95. That's a value. That makes sense. There was something that came out today that I think was, like, page 301, sorry. That was
backwards.
It was a hot donut salad that I order, proving to myself that I will order anything. but I looked at it, and it's a little thin trade, and I think it's $17.99 or $19.99. I just looked at it and went, ooh, this is going to be tough.
No fellow will buy it.
Joe might. I'm counting on him. And then we have the, nice, Secret Agent Orange, The Annoying Orange, Volume 1. Is that a kid book? I don't know. Oh, it does say kid comics, kid friendly. Well, I can hope. Okay.
How about Merman? Oh, we didn't get to L&I yet.
I'm getting there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just skipped ahead.
No, I was last call. Merman, there we go. That looks like kid friendly. Now, that's something I'll order. I love the kid stuff.
No, on the next page, he's having, you know, he's making out with the shark, but, you know. I'm just kidding.
He's kicking the shark.
This Sketch Monsters looks kid-friendly, too.
Yeah. How was Stumptown? I never finished the first one because that one got late. Okay,
I thought you said, how about Stumptown? Like, is it
no, I was asking how it was. I know you got it.
Yeah, it's good. Joshua Williamson, what has he written?
I don't know.
Familiar.
Where are you looking at?
At the Sketch Monsters.
Oh, okay. Probably Sketch Monsters 1.
Something from DC.
Okay. Anything else? Atomic Robo. I wish they'd come out with those a little more quickly. They seem to be slowing down on that one.
Have you ever thought about just carrying trades of books like that?
No. The issues sell well, so... Uh-oh, what's this? Something Alan Moore. I recognize that face. Unearthing.
Where are you at?
It's a book.
Big. Top shelf.
It's a real book.
There you go. A book. Ooh, limited edition hardcover, $75. I'm going to pass on that one.
See, he looks like Rob Zombie.
But I might get the softcover. Yeah, I just placed a big order with Top Shelf. I'm still waiting for it. I hope it comes soon. It's been 2 weeks. Lots of neat stuff they had on Super Sale. See, we're flying now with Valiant. And that stuff's been doing well, so we'll see how this keeps going.
I'm like way ahead here.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're way ahead? You're
I'm just
okay.
Check out that's that fine. Dave no, that's kind of the point. On Shadow Man.
Yep, that's good.
It's pretty sweet. I like all the eyes in the shadow, negative space.
Reminds me of a recent Daredevil cover.
Who drew that one?
I don't know. It's just something. I don't know which one it reminds me of, but I mean that one with the salt like this. Well, I'll give up on that.
What? You're rambling. Okay. Viz Media. I don't do the manga stuff. Just it doesn't sell for me. The Xenoscope that I order. Way
right.
Too many titles.
Well, Joe Fellow.
Uh-oh.
324. How in the world do you say that name? Because I like it.
I'd like this. I'm going to go with Emanuela Lupacino.
Thank you.
Is that the right one?
Yes, that is the correct one.
Okay.
I think that's a very... I've never heard of that person, but that cover is very solid.
I think she did X Factor, actually.
Interesting.
Okay, now lead figures with new ones. We have a special Giant Man and Constrictor and Wolfsbane.
Which is exciting. Actually the first Hank Pym lead.
Interesting.
No, they had a Yellow Jacket.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They're coming with better guys.
And now, it's funny, seeing this Bat Signal special chess piece, I just don't know what piece it is.
Rook.
A rook?
Okay. I'd say it's a rook.
Okay. But yeah, I'm looking at that.
Yeah,
I'm like, I just don't know what. Yeah, but they don't on this.
Have.
Yeah.
It just
and then
feels
we also
like
have Man Bat and Black Mask.
That's a new one. Piece is better than any of them.
That's a bunch of Dark Knight, DC Superheroes Dark Knight books. That's cool. I like having the kid books.
So yeah. I'm actually curious, does it matter what position or what piece it is?
Well,
you just order it for the people who are getting them all?
Right, but I'm just saying if you're playing the game, what piece is it?
I'm sure when you buy the...
Most of them are marked. Oh, there's Man of Steel books, too. That's cool. Dark Knight and Man of Steel, because they've done the Super Pets. So, Warren Ellis hardcover. I have a couple people I know are going to want that one.
I don't know who that could be.
I do. That's all that matters.
Well, what page is Warren Ellis?
I decided not to do the Lord of the Rings chess set. I figured DC was enough.
The Gun Machine by Ellis?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. Girls in Magazine.
Yeah, I haven't ordered that one. What's this,
it?
Batman Trading Cards? Whoever would want
Girls
that?
Girls in Corpses Magazine.
I want that.
Uh-oh. WWE Heritage Trading Cards.
Are you getting this?
I might have to.
Actually, people actually look at the trading card section of this?
I normally don't, but I did really well with the DC 52. Somebody bought a lot of them.
Do they have a Marvel
series?
Some
guys.
And...
No,
I don't. They may have.
Some guy came in and bought them
but,
up before
yeah, my son,
I was able to get them.
My son is real big into the wrestling. He's going as Sheamus for Halloween. So.
I don't understand how you let your child watch that.
He enjoys it. Keeps him out of keeps him off the streets.
It's rotting his brain.
Yeah, like this stuff isn't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, T-shirts.
Who's that X? When you get to the X angle cover.
Yeah, it's that, I love that when there's.
Who is that?
Who drew that?
Yeah.
That's probably Lee.
From the 90s.
Yeah, probably Jim Lee.
That's what it looks like.
Or Silvestri, one of those guys. Or maybe even Art. It looks like an Art Adams Rogue.
Oh, there's some good covers in there, or good shirts in there. God damn it.
Yeah, if you ever see any shirts you want, please let me know.
Yeah,
Doom. Oh, there's the Stay in the House, Carl.
Uber Doom and Raining Black. Yeah, those two will be getting ordered.
Uber Doom. Oh, okay.
Those two up there.
Yeah. So it's just really hard for me to order because just if I do order them, I never have the right size.
Yeah, speaking of which, that one back there, can you get in 2X?
Yeah.
The black with the gray figures on it, the gray Marvel characters?
I'll see. I'd love to get the hats, but I don't like those straight brim ones. So.
That Sergeant Rock tribute's nice. It's a Joe Cooper. It looks like Joe Cooper, but anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's could be.
There's a lot of cool DVDs.
DVDs? No, I can't do the DVDs.
I have a hat bender if you want one of those hats. You can put it in there and let it sit.
No.
Right.
It's like I'd order them, but... Okay, we've got a Yoda vinyl bank. How cool is that? And then finally we have the Star Wars Han Solo and carbonite magnetic bottle opener. But speaking of which, the Death Star ships next week. So
Death Star
bottle opener.
The actual
it's
Death
a, it's, no, but it's out? A it's a ball, and you put it over, and then it magnets to the fridge. So
sweet.
I thought that was pretty cool.
The Han Solo carbonite ice cube trays did really well for me.
Oh,
you,
yes,
right?
They have done very well for me.
The Death Star bottle opener shoots a laser beam at the Alderaan bottle opener?
No.
Or bottle? That would be funnier. Because it's
Adam, you're just being ridiculous.
That's its function to begin with.
Are you going to get the KISS first album retro figures?
No. I mean, if somebody wants them, I will happily
order
them.
You're not just going to buy them to buy them.
But a lot of this stuff I can't really order just to have.
The DVDs are nice, though.
But the problem is the pricing.
I know. But, like...
But that, look, we got the original X-Men bus for $300.
I saw that.
The complete...
We got an Iceman clear staff. No, it's not.
Masters of the Universe collection.
Ooh, Venom bus looks pretty cool.
Why did they not do the clear a clear Iceman?
I don't know.
Because they did that clear Emma.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it's going to be one of their exclusives or something.
How do you do his junk if it's clear? Because he doesn't really wear a costume.
Not something I'm personally concerned with.
He wears
but...
something because he has a belt.
Maybe he just wears a belt.
Because he got a statue there as well.
Yeah, good point.
I think he just...
If he's wearing a belt, what's that holding
except
up?
Except for the belt, which doesn't make any sense.
He just likes to wear a belt, that's all.
Are you going to order those original
I'm going to think about it.
Like, I was really interested, but you know why I'm not buying those, right? You should be able to look at them for like half a second and know why I'm not buying it.
Because there's no arms.
Yes.
Some more Doctor Who stuff. I just ordered a bunch more in. Oh, a cybernetic science kit where you can make your own Cyberman. Ooh.
Isn't it interesting they're doing all this original X-Men stuff when Bendis is getting ready to write all new X-Men where the X-Men from the old come back to...
Very interesting.
They actually thought about that for once.
This Watchmen.
Ooh, $360.
It comes with...
But it's $75.
It comes with the movie.
I just bought
the
Blu-ray. Well, yeah, with the book. But you can get the book here for
$20. It's the uncut version. It's the Blu-ray, DVD, and
yeah,
graphic novel.
But I just bought that for like $10 in Blu-ray.
And the motion comic.
I'll get it for you. My concern is just how much it is.
Well, I have all that stuff.
See? So
but
you
it is a cool
it.
Collection, because that's a lot of stuff.
Ooh! I always wanted one of those. Sorry.
A Doctor Who scarf?
Yes.
You should get one.
As a kid, I always wanted the
Wait,
Tom
I
Baker
feel like the
Doctor Who scarf.
Here. Usually you're telling me
yeah.
I should
they
get
They had
one.
Doctor Who.
12 feet long. What? Oh, I so wanted that. Years. Yes, they had Doctor Who back then.
Tomorrow's
Jack
Colin's
Wagon.
Birthday.
Ha!
Hey, well, this will be up tomorrow.
Funny because he's old.
Bat, look at these bat rolls. Now, this is funny. That's
they
awesome.
Have dirt
back stop. Dirt.
Look at this. A Batman and Superman robe. I'll definitely be ordering in the Tervis tumblers.
Do they sell?
What about the Star Wars robes?
The TARDIS towel.
You did finally.
A TARDIS lap. You can look. A Doctor Who fez and bow tie kit. Tell Nick. Tell Nick.
It just started last week.
There is a fez and bow tie kit.
I don't
like when people mess with my memories.
What's a Laplander?
That's that type of hat.
Really?
Game of Thrones vinyl figures.
I read when I saw that.
That's just the style of hat that, with the thingies that come over your ears.
Where's like the cut of boots?
Look, he's Spider-Man robes. There you go. How could you not get that, Adam? It has your name all over it.
No, it says Spider-Man. Ha! Okay.
Were there any Kotobuki statues this month?
No, Iggy no. Pop. They were all anime things.
Oh. That's lame.
Star Trek door chime? Yeah, that's for the store.
Yeah. If you want in, you have to click the chime. Okay, now we're to the game, so we'll skip ahead to the DVDs.
If your store was in Texas, you should buy these belt buckles.
Yeah, you know, have you ever had a belt that you could put a buckle on? I never have.
Not since I was a kid.
Yeah, so when I see those, I'm like, well, that's interesting. But
my family's a bunch of rednecks, so yeah.
Doctor Who Yahtzee.
Yeah, well, I will be ordering that. But here, like, even now, the, you know, the Dark Knight Returns, I can get the, you know, DVD for $20. Well, I know I've seen it for $15.
I wonder if Pinto knows there's Pilsner glasses in here.
What are these DVDs you're excited about? I'm not seeing anything. Oh, geez, that's
Teenage
nice.
Mutant Ninja Turtles series.
Page 458, bottom right.
Looney Tunes Platinum Edition.
Adam, or Matt might be wanting that one.
Well,
the Complete Masters of the Universe collection.
They Live Collector's Edition. That one is tempting. That one is tempting.
What am I going to want off?
The only one.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, and that one, just seven. If it wasn't $75.
But maybe you can work out a deal with the distributors.
Yeah, I don't think I can. I just don't think it would sell. That's just, I thought about it. And they were really pushing us on it. I'm like, eh.
On what the Watchmen said?
Yeah, I'm like, I'll keep an eye on the clearance list. Because I already have the hardcover and I already have the Absolute. So.
I'm taking all of this.
You can take all of that. Okay.
One was a book that cost money.
No, you can't have that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, see, you... I have, like, audio recording of you saying I could have it.
Well, that was fun.
That was awesome.
Anything else we want to talk about? Joe's disappeared.
The talent on the cover.
The still here.
What?
The talent on the cover.
We already talked about DC.
Let's talk about it again.
No!
What about AVX 12?
Now that I'm here, we can
talk
about it.
Okay, sure, we can talk about AVX 12. I was disappointed.
We know.
I thought it was a little weak.
Okay.
And I think a lot of stuff...
It's a Marvel book, so
right,
we're
no.
disappointed.
No, but... No, but... No, my problem was there was a lot of stuff that... They had 11 issues that they never set up. Like the Scarlet Witch and Hope and the Yin and the Yang.
But you know what's interesting? A Versus...
I thought that was better than the other two. Than the
Versus
other
6 was the only Versus book that actually was relevant.
Okay.
Because it actually had a big... The big fight between Hope and Scarlet Witch in it.
Okay.
And then it also had a point where, after the fight scene in the beginning, it was just a bunch of one pages by different. They're goofing and.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
There's a fight where Captain America and Cyclops are fighting. And Cyclops says, "You're the." Was it Cyclops said it or Cap say it? I think Cyclops said it. "You're the most boring superhero in the world, and that includes Green Arrow."
Yeah.
Which I just thought was kind of amusing. Yeah.
But first of all, I don't see the Phoenix as a force of order. I found that a bit of a stretch just to combat her chaos powers. But as somebody I was talking to pointed out that back after House of M, Doctor Strange went on a thing saying there is no chaos magic. It's a mutant power to do something. So if there is no chaos magic, the whole thing of saying that it's her chaos magic that defeated him seems a little like somebody missed a memo or...
Well, I mean, just retcon.
Yeah, disregarded something. But I just found it...
I mean, I thought 11 was the big bang.
11 was.
Was
I just
kind of a wrap-up.
Right. But I just... to take him down, I'm like, since when is Scarlet Witch that powerful?
She altered all of reality and killed off, like, millions of mutants with three words.
Right. Since when was she that powerful? But, you know, so all of a sudden...
Since House of M 10 years ago.
But then she should have been able to do everything that the Phoenix Force 5 did. End hunger. And all she has to do is say it, and it'll happen.
Maybe she does, but she's too responsible not to alter the world and let it grow on its own path. I don't know.
Or how about no more cancer, you know?
Yeah, couldn't she do it?
You know, so that's
really a religious person. Wouldn't you believe that God had a reason for cancer and not do it?
No.
Sorry, let's not.
I don't think so. But here, this was something else I thought about. So basically, it came down to she was using her hex power. Hope was channeling the Iron Fist and hit Scott, and that knocked the Phoenix out of him. So that's two Marvel events that ended with an Iron Fist punch. Shadowland.
Oh, yeah, well.
No, but I'm just saying, so it's
Shadowland
like...
Shadowland never happened.
I think Marvel agrees with you.
Shadowland and Cry for Justice never happened.
But it just dawned on...
Don't talk about
it. I was thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. Iron Fist hit Daredevil when he was possessed by the demon and knocked the demon out
of him. That's what Iron Fist did.
So I'm just like, is that their role?
Yeah.
That's how the exorcism should have ended.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Superboy Iron Fisted reality.
The thing I liked
reality.
About how it ended, though, was it left it open for more Phoenix stories in the future.
She said no more Phoenix.
Yeah, she's gone.
But they said at the end the Phoenix didn't disappear. It was just...
But she's uber powerful.
Well, she's like the anti-Phoenix. They're like equals. But I think the Phoenix
And
is
what
like,
happened in Arizona?
What was Arizona?
Phoenix?
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, because he said no more Phoenix.
If she could make all the mutants go away.
What? You have me so confused right
There's
now.
There's a city in Arizona called Phoenix.
Nobody said no more
And they
more
said
Phoenix.
No more Phoenix.
Which one should have disappeared?
They weren't very clear.
Maybe.
Well, he didn't.
I would have liked to
Phoenix
see
Arizona.
Hope have the Phoenix power longer. I thought that might have been some interesting storylines.
But there's, I think that's what's interesting, right? She's now an Iron Fist. So we have set two Iron Fists again, which is weird.
We can't. I don't think you could
have. I like how they ended that. Point,
did they?
Yeah, Danny Rand and his mentor, whatever, had it for a short period of time in the Brubaker Fraction stuff.
Okay.
I like how they ended her, the Phoenix. I like how they made it out as that was the reason why she had that, is in order to say that's why they both needed to be there and work together in order to get rid of the Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it just seemed odd when they were going for that whole yin-yang thing that they didn't bring it up earlier, because if they were that powerful when she was fighting the Phoenix Force 5 earlier...
The difference was Tony Stark started having faith and not believing in science. I mean, that was, to me, that was the biggest...
Well,
and he's been sober for like 38 days or something since the end of Siege.
It's only been 38 days since the end of Siege? Jeez. Hey.
Two days.
They did establish in that one Avengers book that like Civil War and Secret Invasion were only like 4 months apart.
Okay.
So, time travels slowly.
I like how in this book nobody was really a good guy.
Yeah.
Nobody was really doing the right thing. I mean,
that's part of where Uncanny Avengers.
If they would have just let Hope take in the Phoenix.
But part of my question also is why Daredevil did all sorts of horrible things, possessed by that demon, scot-free. Cyclops was obviously possessed by the Phoenix Force. Why all of a sudden now we have a five-issue mini of just him in prison?
But,
it's like...
But did Daredevil actually accept it?
In Shadowland? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So he... Well, no.
He didn't accept it, but he was possessed. Why? Can you say Cyclops willingly...
No, he wanted the Phoenix.
But did he want what happened? Did he,
That's actually, he agrees with what
but how many?
I mean,
I think the difference is he was fighting before he was possessed.
Yeah.
And he used the Phoenix power to...
I don't think he agreed with killing Professor X.
Yeah. But I'm saying that's his big thing that he's being persecuted for, is killing a Professor X, none of the other stuff. So it's just one of those...
Daredevil didn't kill anybody.
Killed Bullseye.
Yeah, he killed Bullseye on TV.
Until they bring him back.
And nothing happened, you know.
Well, Namor killed Wakanda, but it was on his orders.
Right, but now he's being hunted.
Yeah, my biggest complaint with the whole thing is Emma Frost, because
New Avengers, or the second one.
She is apprehended by Luke Cage and Daredevil, and then at the end of AVX, she's wanted. So is she apprehended or is she wanted?
She escaped in that... What was the...
No, she didn't escape. Daredevil threw his...
Philly club and knocked her out.
Knocked her out, said, that's you're right. Still under
it's
arrest.
It's all took and beat her.
Well,
she was
with
injured,
her. You can
or...
because if as long as she's not diamond, she's still vulnerable.
Yeah, I guess she didn't see it coming.
Didn't she
out,
have
right?
a power thingy on, like a
inhibitor?
Oh, she had an inhibitor.
Yeah,
on
that's a big thing. And but it was interesting. This one review I was reading says it's interesting that Cyclops thinks he won, but now the mutants are even more persecuted. And one thing I also Brevoort and Alonzo said that none of the formerly depowered mutants are getting their powers back. This is all new mutants.
That makes sense.
It does and it doesn't.
Well, in my mind, when she said no more mutants, she probably erased the X genes from their DNA.
So it's gone for
good. Right.
So it's gone for good. So these are all probably kids that have been born since House of M.
How? It's only been 4 months.
Yeah, it's only been
4 months.
Well, how do we have to
it's sped it up.
Well, no, but I'm just
2.5 Robins in 5
right,
years.
But I'm just saying if they say Civil War, how far was between House of M and Civil War?
They also have to be teenagers, though.
Yeah, post teenagers. Yeah, so in one
so
of the things,
there is time for them to become puberty? A teenager.
Yeah. Typically, yeah, that's how they always did it. But then, I read Consequences 2 digitally on my preview thing, and one of the things was Cyclops meeting some kid in prison whose power manifested while he was in prison. Just suddenly, he was one of the ones that got
powers.
Why is
powers. A kid in prison and not you?
Well, he wasn't kid. I mean, some young man. Who was in prison and now he's powered. So
you gotta love
they're having powers, trouble so. Now. They have these special prisons and inhibitor collars. It's like now they're even more feared.
Well, they're becoming. It's becoming the whole future where Jamie Madrox came from. Where
they're going to be hunted.
Branded
right.
M's on their faces.
Right. So is this what they really wanted? When now they're even more persecuted. They're going to make more Sentinels. They're going to do more to stop the mutants because they now have no leadership. There's no. Organization that they used
to
have.
Some of them are in hiding.
Which is actually probably a good thing for the franchise. Because when you start taking that away from the X-Men, what's the point of the X-Men?
Well, they were never... They used to be accepted, and then with the whole Utopia thing, it was like they were kind of, but they weren't.
Yeah.
Where I think it was kind of nice just when they were just kind of were. You know, there wasn't...
In the early days when they lived at the school, when they first came out in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they weren't really hated,
No,
were they?
Not at all.
I think the hatred was like a late 80s plot line where they built the Sentinels.
Early 80s.
Late 70s.
Yeah, but...
Well, they had Sentinels way beforehand.
Right, but that was just...
But they weren't the same.
It wasn't like government-sponsored, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And the other thing was Uncanny X-Men last week had a better ending to AVX than AVX.
Absolutely.
And especially with Scott raising his arms like an X when he was handcuffed. I thought that was very...
Yeah, but it's one of those should have been in AVX. Yeah.
Especially the first half of Versus.
Right. And it, for being 12 issues long, it could have been
Uncanny?
You know, Kieran Gillen. X-Men?
Kieran Gillen, yeah.
Who was not one of the writers of AVX?
He's not an architect. You can't write an event without being an architect.
Fair enough.
I have to say that Jason Aaron, I think, was one of my favorite writers.
Yeah, I mean, the last issue was good, but you could see where it was like, well, geez, we didn't touch on this, this, and this, and they had to squeeze a lot in there.
Which they do with a lot of,
which is just shame when there was 11 issues to squeeze it in.
I think there was a little fluff early, like maybe between 1 and 4, but I thought after.
One through four,
complete fluff
was terrible.
I think once the Phoenix Five were created, there was no fluff.
Right. But leading up into there was a lot of, oh, we're over here. There was a lot of just moving pieces around.
Like, how many times are we going to show Captain America like blocking Cyclopses?
Yeah.
Laser beams.
And so it was all like designed to get those ones on the moon.
Does his shield have that crack in it still?
No, it doesn't. That magically was fixed. It was fixed.
Or
the artist forgot
that became
to,
a character of itself. Yeah. That crack in the
Scott's I beam actually melted the vibranium.
That's not heat; it's just force. Nice try, but
should be heat. That would be cool.
Superman melted it with his vision.
With that crossover.
Sure, we'll go with that. I'll give you that one.
Somebody has to have heat vision in the Marvel U. I don't know who. Azrael.
The Vision. No, Azrael. That's DC.
No, there's the...
Azazel.
Whatever.
Come on, man.
Azazel.
That's whatever. The dude that Grant Morrison created that was in the first X-Men movie.
First class.
Actually Chuck Austin, and it's pronounced Azazel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Azazel.
Holy sweet.
He's Jesus. Right.
Thanks for coming back to the table, Joe. We appreciate it.
And he's Nightcrawler's father, right?
Allegedly.
That's what
Mystique says.
Yeah,
but Mystique, you can't trust her.
Yeah.
What she just did in the last Uncanny X-Force, she's going to.
That's right.
But shouldn't he be purple? Because they're red.
Yeah.
She.
It's been out for a week.
Yeah, no, it just, she tricked.
Yeah, it was last week.
Was it Wolverine she tricked?
Yeah.
At the end, so that, and now Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler and Mystique are going to take him down. That issue really felt like, yeah, we got a couple more issues to go. We need to not do a whole lot in this one.
But it's not really weird. It's AOA Nightcrawler.
Right. Where are you going?
It looks like he's going to go on a rampage.
Okay, well, I think we're wrapping up here.
This is like a record short podcast, Joe. That's just really happy.
Let's wrap
48 it. Minutes. We're good.
You're not allowed to use short podcasts.
Oh, yes, we can.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's wrap this one up and put it in the box.
The short box?
Put it in the short box.
Take it in the basement.
Uh-oh, we're getting a lawsuit now.
You can use them out of sequence.
Okay, thank you.
That's okay.
So, next week we'll definitely talk about Uncanny Avengers and Batman and whatever else. Punk Rock Jesus was awesome, but I can't talk about it because it'll give way too much away.
You're starting to sell me on
it. But we finally have Punk Rock Jesus.
Well, the other thing is with that book is the trade is going to end differently than the issues.
Maybe. Or probably both.
Why would it be?
Maybe. Because he said that he was forced to cut stuff out, and the trade is going to be like a director's cut with a different ending.
That's cool. That's one of the few books I will probably take home as a trade. I like that one that much.
I wish it would come out in a hardcover.
But we got that. And then, we probably talk about Consequences and some of the other books that came out this week. See if there's any more news. It seems, we'll probably have news out of New York.
Yes.
Like superior Spider-Man.
If only we had a guy that goes to conventions that could gather all that news.
You know what? I hope that guy will take copious notes and be prepared next week to talk about it. No, but he can keep track of the news and in the information that comes out.
You could afford to go if you actually wrote that off your taxes because you podcast and write about it.
Good idea. That is a good idea.
You could sponsor it.
I could. Not paying for it, though.
Yeah, as you said, if he sponsored it, he's got it himself.
Okay.
All right, goodbye, people.
We'll talk at you next week.
Abilities in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build a mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will babble these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Blob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I